Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
It is Friday, so it must be Fan Friday. A little bit earlier than we normally link up with the boys. Mickey the Blue and Jay Riley are both with us on the line. Mickey, good morning. Jay, good morning too.
Morning, Al. Morning, Jay.
Morning, boys.
Morning. Looking forward to Premier League football returning, eh?
It's been like a duck out, it's been hopeless, and I've had to do housework and everything I have this weekend, last weekend. But yeah, nice to have the footy back, boys.
It is indeed. Let's start with Jay, actually, with Liverpool kicking off, first of all, on Saturday, at 5:30. Both live games on Sky, of course, this weekend. Bit of a tricky one, Jay, or do you fancy the Reds against high-flying Tottenham?
Well, to be honest, Liverpool normally do quite well against Tottenham, don't they? But they've been very good this season under Pochettino, and obviously they're going for the title, aren't they? So with Harry Kane and Dele Alli, we've seen with England as well, you know, they're a great combination together, and they've been great all season, haven't they? And it's going to be a very difficult game on Saturday for Liverpool.
How about Liverpool? How will they react following the defeat before the international break? Two goals up, lose the game 3-2.
Well, it's never nice, is it, you know, losing a game of football going into the international break, because you've got 2 weeks then, haven't you, to sort of, like, stew on it. And obviously it's very disappointing, because Liverpool should have been 4 or 5 nil up at half-time, and, you know, we weren't. In the second half, we just capitulated. They made the change, didn't he? Lovren went off and Scale came on, and Liverpool just capitulated. And basically now it's a tall order for Liverpool to get in the top four, because we've got 9 games left, 6 of them are at Anfield, but I think it might be a little bit too much for us now, and you know, we've got to come again now. This is a tough game against Tottenham, but it's vital we get 3 points to give us a little bit more momentum.
Have you got more of a focus on the Europa League and Dortmund?
I think so now. I mean, you know, obviously if we would have beat Southampton, we would have been going on a little bit of a run, because we'd done well previous to that, and we would have been really close to top four. But I think that's dented our hopes now, and you know, we've got a massive tie on the horizon against Dortmund, home and away, and you know, it's going to be an emotional occasion for the fans, but also for Jurgen Klopp.
Mickey, what are you hoping for tomorrow? Are you going to be watching that game, or are you bothered?
I'll give it a watch. I'll have to say, you know, the footy's back, so it seems to be a long time without it, doesn't it? But I think it's going to be a good game. I think, to be honest, as Jay said, you fancy Liverpool, they usually turn up, don't they, when it matters. It's the games like Southampton where they... you know, they usually sort of drop some points, but I've got a feeling Liverpool could do them tomorrow.
And I suppose, Jay, most Liverpool fans will be wanting Leicester to win the league rather than Spurs or Arsenal or City.
Well, you know, obviously it's a great change, and it's quite refreshing now. It's not, you know, your Chelsea's and your Man City's and your Man United. So, you know, of course it'd be great to see Leicester or even Tottenham win the league, because they're not usually up there. They're not even normally in the top four. So to be challenging for the title, they're the two most likely clubs to win it now. But I think it'd be an amazing story if Leicester were to win the league, and probably one of the greatest ever footballing achievements.
Yeah, and the way it's going, Mickey, they might be winning the league when Everton go to Leicester, second to last weekend of the season.
Yeah, you would never have thought that, Al, would you? When you're start of the season, when you look at your fixtures and your home games, you would have thought probably it might be the other way round. They might be fighting for their lives. But it's just unbelievable, isn't it, what they've done this season. And, you know, as Jay said there, it's refreshing, fair play to them. And it'd be nice to, you know, to see someone else lift the trophy.
Well, what about the Blues and Manchester United on Sunday? 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, on the back of the international breaks, as we well know, but capable of winning at Old Trafford now, surely?
Well, absolutely, Al. But, you know, we just don't know which Everton's going to turn up to. We might, you know, is it going to be the one against Chelsea that were absolutely superb, right in your face and, you know, right up for the game? Or is it going to be the one that, you know, against Arsenal where they looked like they were on the beach having a sangria, didn't they? You know, it was just a vast contrast, wasn't it? You know, with both games. And it was hopefully Roberto's got into them, because, you know, the Arsenal game really wasn't acceptable. You know, a full house, and, you know, they absolutely battered us, didn't they, to be honest? You know, we didn't look in the game at all. So hopefully, you look at our away record, Al, it's been absolutely top draw this year. So I think the game could suit us. You know, hopefully they'll come on to us, and that'll be, you know, playing to our strength and try and hit them on the break.
And as is always the case during international breaks, plenty of talk about players moving on, Lukaku most notably. What have you made of all that, Mickey?
That time of the year, Al, isn't it? It's going to happen. I think it's going to happen with Stonesy as well, probably Ross Barkley. You know, it seems to be everyone else but Rom that's making these comments, isn't it? You know, his agent is casting the net far and wide across Europe, isn't he? Obviously, his dad has threw his bit into the equation as well. I think it's going to happen, Al. It's something that we're going to have to deal with. I think it's probably up to the player himself You know, if he has stated that he wants Champions League football, and I have no problem with that, Al. It's just, you know, let's do it at the end of the season. We've got a job to do at the moment. We've got, you know, such an important game in the FA Cup, and we don't want to, you know, we want him to be concentrating on that. We don't want him to be, you know, sort of all the speculation to disrupt his game. We need Romelu Lukaku firing on all cylinders. You know, he's our main man at the moment, and he's got a job to do for us until the end of the season. You know, at the end of the season, they'll look at it and see what happens. But, you know, it's one of, hopefully we can keep hold of him, Al, but I have my doubts. If the big boys come calling, normally, you know, money talks.
Yeah. Okay, boys, got to move on. A bit short on time this morning, but thanks very much for your contribution. Good luck over the weekend, Jay. And Mickey, thanks a lot for coming on Fan Friday.
All the best, boys.
Cheers.
All the best, lads.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.